Women in Technology, also known as WIT, most people refer to it as WIT, is the leading professional association in the D.C. area that's dedicated to women assisting them in advancing in technology careers.
So there's all these associations around town, all these organizations, all these groups. How does it differ because it focuses on women? How does it differ from all those other groups?
Well, I think we offer programs, resources, and opportunities that are specifically targeted to help women achieve professional success. Many of the other organizations are not specifically focused on women. They are focused on technology-oriented careers, but not specifically on women. And by our mission and our strategy, we are focused on helping women advance in their careers from early on, when they're still in middle and elementary school, up through getting into the boardroom. So it's a full career.
And, of course, we hear a lot about women particularly not going into science and technology fields. So it sounds like you have your work cut out for you.
Right. And which is why our Girls in Technology program is so important and has become one of our premier programs. We are starting to work with a number of school districts to have programs that are focused on science and engineering and make it fun for the girls. So, that's one of the areas that we've really expanded in the last couple of years.
We're talking to Nancy Schmeezy. She is the new head of Women in Technology, WIT. Talk to us a little bit, because I know WIT has been a little bit of a quiet organization, and you're looking to raise how people view WIT.
Right. And I think one of the key ways that we're doing that is, again, some of our premier programs, which are mentoring. We have mentor programs for both young women in careers and, as I already mentioned, girls in technology. But we're also expanding. We're educating companies that are in the area about WIT. We have a successful program that we kicked off in the last 2 years that is called Meet the Company. And we basically take WIT and a lot of our leadership and membership out to various companies. It allows the companies to get to know us. It allows their women technology employees to understand what WIT's about. And it also has a side effect for the company in that they're finding a recruiting pool. Hmm. So they find very qualified candidates out of the WIT membership.
I got to ask you, we always talk about, in fact, I was just reading a story in the New York Times about glass ceilings in the Silicon Valley, and people are still seeing them as much as, we think it's 2010 and we're well beyond that. Are we finding it in the federal space?
Well, the federal space, we really have just started to take a foothold, and we have our first government agency who has become a sponsor of WIT, is the National Security Agency, NSA, and they did that because they want their women to understand what WIT's about, but also they're looking at it again as a recruiting pool for women who may be interested coming into the agency. The other program that we have that's with the government is a women CIO special interest group. Hmm. And again, that's just kicked off in the last 2 years. So while it's in its infancy, I think we'll see that growing as well. And it gives women in the government fields, the senior leaders, the opportunity to get together, network, and share what's going on in their world.
And I know Women in Technology, and you're trying to bring that focus to the federal space more, given that you're right here.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so what will that shape the programs that you do? More federal focus on programs?
Well, that is one thing that we've identified with. Just because where we're located, we don't really have a stance on a lot of the issues.
Yeah.
So we've started a advocacy committee that is going to look at issues that WIT should really be able to make a statement on. And this year, I think one of my goals is to shape what that platform is going to be and be able to really have, you know, some programs that are important to us in the federal space. We've also been invited to actually go up and talk to some Hill staffers, and we want to take advantage of that opportunity to help shape, again, our stance, but then also to educate us on some of the issues, because we have such a wide diversity of members.
I know some of these organizations, people are finding that younger people aren't quite as connected the same way. It's not, you know, they have their Facebook and Twitter or other things,
right.
And so they don't often do these groups. How do you reach out to young women?
Yeah, we also have a program. It's a committee, and a special interest group for young women professionals, because we did find that they don't know how to network. They don't know how to reach out. They're much more electronically or media, connected versus that connection that you need to do one-on-one. So our Young Women's Professional Group, it basically sponsors networking events where they're learning how to network, they're learning how to make their way in their career. And this year we did a program with American University, which was called The First 5 Years, and that focused on what women could expect in their first 5 years in their careers, and it was very well received. Mm. We had experienced women and some professionals in both recruiting and career management to come in and actually talk to women about what they needed to do to get along and learn how to do what you need to do to get forward in your career.
It's like Facebook, but people are really there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so does WIT have regular programs that you do?
Yeah, we actually have a quite busy schedule. Every month we have what we call our WIT Connect, which is our big program. It focuses on specific topics that, of course, we've identified are important to women. We actually have a WIT Connect coming up this Thursday, September 16th in Tysons, and it's about how to create your personal and professional brand. And we have a woman who's an expert, a brand strategist, Marva Goldsmith, who is going to come, and she'll be presenting that program. It gives us the opportunity also to present WIT's new brand. We're doing a facelift, and we had hired a branding company to help us, you know, refresh how we're presenting ourselves. And we're, in addition to Marva doing this program on personal and professional branding, we're going to unveil the new WIT brand.
Wow.
So we're excited about that.
Sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
It sounds great. Are there particular, I mean, are we talking technology when we say women in technology? Are we talking geeky folks, nerdy folks? And I mean that in the most positive sense of the word. Or are we talking, what are we talking about?
Well, we have, so, as I had mentioned earlier, with such a diverse group of members, we have executive women, we have women in sales and marketing. We do have a geeky group, and they would laugh if they heard me say that, because they call themselves that. But it's a technology special interest.
It's not a bad word anymore.
No, it's not.
Geeky and nerdy. Nerdy is cool. I wear my plastic pocket protector proudly. Thank you very much.
But they really focus on the hard technology issues in science and engineering, you know, service-oriented architectures and, you know, how do you integrate mobile and social networking into your work environment. And they really get into the deep technical parts of careers. But then we have other special interest groups that will focus on maybe softer skills. We have a workforce development group. We have, as I had mentioned, an executive women's group, which is really targeted to that senior level women. That's our membership. So I think we have such a diverse membership that we really kind of targeted our special interest groups and committees to appeal to just about everybody who is in a technology career. We have over 20 special interest groups and committees, and I think that if you're in a technology field, you could find something that really will help you in your career.
So if people want to get more information, they can go where?
We have our website, www.womenintechnology.org.
Very nice. Anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
Let me see. I'm looking at your notes.
I always throw in more questions than we can possibly have time for. But
probably the only other thing is, one thing that folks say is, how do you kind of incorporate what's new and innovative into the WIC program?
Mm-hmm.
And we do look at, those hot, innovative technologies, and we usually have at least one of our big programs that's, specifically targeted to that. And we did one in the springtime that was green, the green data centers,
right.
Green technology, and that one was extremely well attended. So I know that that's of interest to a lot of folks.
Yeah, a lot of challenging issues out there.
Yep.
And it seems like a real opportunity as young folks are coming into this, a good place to connect.
Right, exactly.